Yeah, delighted to be joined by former Donegal player and current Kilkerr player, Michael Higgerty. Well, if my eyesight was right, you were wearing the red Achilles bags tonight, Michael, but I don't think you mind, for a great cause.
Ah, no, a great cause, right. I don't mind. And like Barry McGowan rang a couple of boys there to play the over 40s, you know, and a great event. And Joe Brawley came down there, and it's for a great cause too, you know. It brings a great awareness to the whole things, which is great, you know. So no, it's good crowd there this evening, and it's good for the club, like, and you know, it's great to help out the local clubs too, you know.
Yeah, great turnout there as well, wasn't there?
Great turnout, and it's a great evening, and everybody enjoyed it, you know. And the over 40s have a game come up now, and next week against Dublin, so you know, it's a good run out for them too, and she was a bit of crack too, you know.
Talk about the over 40s, Michael Higgerty's running around the pitch there like it was almost an under 21 game. You seem to be in the shape of your life, and I wasn't the only one that said that.
I know. And it's enjoyable, like, in all fairness, like, I'm still playing club football there, so it's good and it's enjoyable. And
what's the secret?
Listen, I don't know. We've a lot of young players at the moment with the club, and it's enjoyable playing along with them at the moment now. So you know, I suppose it's good to get out and still enjoy football, and I do enjoy football all the time. I suppose if you're enjoying it, you just play away, you know.
Massive blow, obviously, to both club and county with the injury to Paddy McBrearty. You know, I think we found out the day after they won Ulster, and I suppose to the club, first of all, a huge loss.
He's a massive loss, and a massive loss to the club and the county, you know. And I suppose, you know, it's just when you don't have a player like that at your disposal and side for both county and club, you just realise then how good of a player he is, you know. And he's a massive loss, and I know Donegal would definitely progress further if he was there. And when the county finishes up this year, we'll have to pay the price for it, unfortunately, you know. He was our main man last year and our captain, but I suppose when you're playing football, there are going to be injuries, and you just have to get on with it, you know. And you know, we just wish him the best, and hopefully he makes a full recovery and gets back the way he was.
Sunday, Donegal Tyrone, going to be absolute, I would imagine, war of attrition. You've played in plenty of Donegal Tyrone games yourself down the years. How do you think it'll go?
Yeah, it's going to be a massive match, and for Donegal to be at home and a chance to get to a semi-final is remarkable. It's a big, massive match. I think that the way football has gone, if you're 2 points up, it's a great margin, where one time you needed to be 6 or 7 points up. But it's going to be massively close. I think Donegal, being at home, probably will fancy themselves, and it's really all on their day. And I think, I suppose, if you're going to now, as a Donegal player, you'll definitely fancy your chances to get one over in Tyrone, you know. And Tyrone don't have a good record in Baba Faye for the last few years, so I think Donegal will definitely be fancy themselves.
It's home advantage, we hear a lot of it finally. You know, I know Donegal are more than likely missing Owen Ban Gallagher, and of course with Paddy McBrearty out, but we talk about the Ballyboffey factor. Is playing at home, I mean, is it a huge advantage? We hear always it is, but as a player, what difference does it actually make?
No, it is, to be fair about it, when you're playing well and things are going well for you and the team are on a good run, it's a massive advantage. Now, I suppose if you're struggling and you're trying to get a result and you're trying to get over maybe a couple of bad results, you'd rather play away from home because it takes the pressure off you. But the team are going well, the players are playing well, and the crowd are behind them, it is a massive advantage. And definitely when the role that they're on at the moment, bar the Dublin match, they're playing well. And I think, you know, with that there behind them, going into playing at home in Baba Faye, it is a big advantage. And definitely is worth 2 or 3 points, you know. And saying that, now Tyrone are going well too, but at the same time, they won't like coming to Baba Faye.
So you're going for Donegal?
I think Donegal, maybe 2 points, but Donegal.
And not much in the All-Ireland race overall, is there, apart from Dublin probably? As someone said to me earlier on, it'd be great All-Ireland without them, wouldn't it?
Great All-Ireland, right. Obviously, everybody says the exact same thing, but Dublin are a superb team, and they're just that, you know, step above everybody else. And, you know, people don't realise that the likes of Jeremy Connolly, which is probably the best footballer that Dublin have, is not even playing, you know. So, you know, every team is losing players, and he's a massive loss. And I don't think they're playing as well without him, you know. So it just shows that the strength that they have to be able to cope without a player like him.
Well, Michael Higgerty, thanks very much for joining us.